We are beginning tonight's share in Siman Reish Samach Gimel. We are up to Sif Yudalad, page 74. The Mechaber says in Sif Yudalad, "In biyom ha'meunon to'u tzibur v'chashvu shechashecha." If on a cloudy day the tzibur made a mistake and they thought it was already night, v'dliku neros v'spalu tfilas arve shel Shabbos. Because of their mistake in thinking it was already nighttime, or it were becoming nighttime, they lit candles and they already davened Ma'ariv. Afterwards, the clouds dissipated and the sun started shining again. So the tzibur would not have to read daven mariv as long as when they daven mariv it was already after plag. If it was already after plag, they don't have to daven again. But if it was an individual who made this mistake, tzarechu lachzor ulespalel tfilas arvis, he would have to go back and daven again, Mariv. Uleinyan asiyas melacha bein tzibur bein yochid mutarim. And when it comes to melacha, whether it was a tzibur or a yochid who made a mistake in the Kabbalah Shabbos early, they would be allowed to do melacha. The Kabbalah Shabbos hoisa betos. Since this acceptance of Shabbos is by mistake, everyone's mutar b'melacha. The yochid needs to daven again, his daven doesn't count. Only the tzibur doesn't have to redaven, as we'll see, because that we don't burden the tzibur to redaven. But everyone else, the Kabbalah was nothing, they have to redaven, they're allowed to do malach again. Fine. Says the Mechaber Vayter, V'yesh omrim she'osam she'edliku neiros asurim ba'asiyas malacha u'shar anche habayas mutarim. There are those who say that it's not true that those who actually lit candles will be asked to do malacha, and everyone else in the household will be mutter to do malacha. V'yesh omrim sha'oso ner shahudlak l'shem Shabbos asr ligabo ulahose bo shemen v'afilu im kava asr l'taltalo. There are those who say further that that candle that was lit at the earlier time by mistake when they thought it was going to be Shabbos, it's asr to touch it and to add oil to it, and even if it goes out, it's asr to be moved. Let's see the Mishabura now and some bir halachas that will explain what's going on over here. So the Mishnah Berurah begins in Sifkata Nun Aleph. We said again, Sifkata Nun Gimel, thank you. Einam Tzrichim. We said that Tzibur does not have to daven again if they daven early. Delo Matrichinon Tzibura Af Shebetos Haisa. Even though their davening was betos, we're not Matriach the Tzibur, and therefore they don't have to daven. So therefore, even though the first opinion holds the Kabbalah Shabbos betos is not a Kabbalah, and therefore the Mutter and Malacha, the Yochid who did it would have to redaven, but the Tzibur doesn't have to daven, that's not because we are not matriach the tzibur. As long as it was miplaga mincha ulamala sefkata nundalud, de kodem plaga mincha afilu tzibur nami malzerinan. If the tzibur davened so early that was before a plag, even they would have to redaven de lav zman tfilas arvisi klau. That, according to everyone, is not as zman of mariv, and for sure not yotze, and they absolutely have to daven again. Uzman plag mincha ayin l'el simen reish lamed gimel. For the details of when zman plag mincha is exactly, look earlier what we learned in reish lamed gimel. Sifkata Nunhei is going on that which we said, that if it was a Yochid who accepted Shabbos by mistake early, he needs to daven again. Sifkata Nunhei, Kevan Shebatos Hispalos, since he davened by mistake. Shesavak Shekvar Chashechi, he thought it was already nighttime. V'huadin b'chol nami din hachi, the same din would apply if it was during the week. Kevan Shunoeg Tomid Lehispal Mariv Bizmano Kerabonon. Since this person was normally Noeg to daven Mariv at night in the right time, like the Rabbonon, v'hayom b'tos espalol, he would have to read daven mariv if he did it even during the week. Then the second opinion we saw in the Mechaber was that only those who lit candles will be aser in malacha. Other people in the family will be mutter. Says the Mishabura in Sifkata Nunvav, af im lo espalolu, those who lit candles early, even if they didn't daven, they'll be aser to do malacha. Ava b'lo hadlaka af shehispalolu tefila Shabbos, but if they didn't light, even if they davened already, kevan shebetos hoisa, since the tefillah was betos, lo shma kabbalah, it's not considered a kabbalah. V'tama yesh omrim, what's the reason of this yesh omrim, that we take the candle lighting more seriously than the tefillah? Disvirlu de kabbalah shi al yedei hadlaka adifa. These yesh omrim hold that a kabbalah that's done through hadlakas neros is better than a kabbalah that's done through tefillah, de isba maisa. Because hadlakas neros has a maisa that you did, and therefore it's more of a kabbalah, and therefore that will answer you in malacha. The ayin ba'achronim sheviu b'shem kama migdolei ha'poskim disvirlu. Look in the achronim where they bring down from some gedolei ha'poskim that they hold the kabbalas tzibur betos, that if the tzibur accepted Shabbos early by mistake, afilu rak ayedei tfilo shma kabbalah. even if it's only through tefillah. They argue with the first opinion of the Mechaber, and they say that if the Tzibur accepted Shabbos early through tefillah, that is a Kabbalah. Rak shebezeh ein hamiyot nimshachim achar rov kevan shebetos haisa ha-Kabbalah. The only thing is, halacha that we learned yesterday, that the miyot follows the rov, that would not apply if the rov did their Kabbalah betos. But the rov's Kabbalah betos would count as a Kabbalah and would answer them the Malacha. Ve'ein lahokil nega ela poskim, and one should not be lenient against these poskim. But in a pressing situation, you can rely on the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch that says a Kabbalah Betos is not good, whether you lit candles and you daven, no matter what you did, it's not going to answer you b'malacha. So that can be relied on in a place of need. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayitei Sifkaton Nun Zayin, we said there are those who say that those candles that were lit early l'shem Shabbos, you can't touch them, you can't add oil to them, and even if they went out, you can't move them. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Zayin, Hainu Afilu Acher, Shelo Hidlak Adayim Velo Kibel Shabbos. Even a different person that didn't yet light and wasn't Makabel Shabbos at all, he's going to be ushered to move this candle. Kain Kosova Or Zaruah, that's the Or Zaruah, right? The Kosova Magad Avram Atam, the Magad Avram writes that the reason is, the Ozer L'shitase de Kabbalah Tzibur Betol Shema Kabbalah. He says this is the shitasa that a Kabbalah of the Tzibur by mistake is a Kabbalah like we saw before. The imkein huktza haner l'mitzvaso. And therefore, if the candle was lit for Shabbos by the Tzibur, so that candle is set aside for the mitzvah. The kevon shehuktza l'baylim huktza l'kol. And since it becomes muktza for the baylim, meaning they can't use it for any choldik reason, it becomes set aside for everyone else as well. The gam aser ligabo, it's also aser to touch it. The chashinan shema yishtamishbo, because the word you might come to use it. And again, the Aruch HaShulchan explains over here that the problem here is not really a problem of muktza; it's more of a problem of a huktza l'mitzvasa, that it was set aside for a muktza. You can't use it for chol, and that's why you can't even touch it, because you might come to use it. Even though by muktza in general we say you're allowed to touch muktza, we're not worried you're going to start using it. Over here it's different, because it's not an idea of muktza; it's an idea of huktza l'mitzvasa, and therefore we're afraid you might use it for chol. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan explains. Uletzarach mitzvah yesh l'hakel, however, if it is for the purpose of the mitzvah, one can be lenient. Kasa prima gadol, mi shedlik ner Shabbos v'orayom gadol. One who lit Shabbos candles early, v'hisna shalol l'kabel Shabbos. And he made it tonight, not to be makabel Shabbos, that halakala, which he saw last night, you can do. Afilu hachi, even so, huktza ner l'mitzvah, so that candle is set aside for the mitzvah. And you can no longer use that candle for a chodik reason, even though you were not yet makabel Shabbos and you're allowed to do malacha, but those candles are set aside for Shabbos. Even other people are aser. Something that's set aside from the Bailam is also aser for everyone else as well. I'd like to go back and see two very important halachos back on page 74. The first one is Divrei Maskil V'im Yochid. So just to review what we said over here, we said if there's an early Kabbalah Shabbos by mistake, you lit candles, you davened early, and then the sun came out afterwards, you realize by mistake, so we said everyone's mutter to do malacha, and a yochid has to daven again. It's a total non-Kabbalah Shabbos. It was betos. Says the Biralacha, Hainu afilu hispalel oz mincha kodem plaga mincha. Zot the Biralacha, in this case where you daven Mariv early, but it was after plag, so it's not a Kabbalah Shabbos, even if you daven mincha before plag that day. The afagad the b'chol erev Shabbos mutter b'ofen zeh l'espal arvus kolam alayla. And even though normally on a regular erev Shabbos you're allowed to daven mincha before plag and ma'ariv after plag, like we'll see soon in Simon Rei Samach Zayin, the kaim alon the ovid kamar ovid the ovid kamar ovid l'gav the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon in the fourth parak of Brachos. Afilu hachi, even so, kevan shu noeg tomi k'rabbanon, since this person is normally, like the Mishnah Berurah said, is normally noeg like the Rabbanon to daven ma'ariv after shkia. Ubetos hispal hayom, and today he died by mistake. Shesovar shekvar chashechi, he thought it was already nighttime. Lekaf tzorach lasser ulispalo. So even though he did mincha before plag, marv after plag, the yachid must daven again. Umishum tam ze, and for this very reason, afilum era maise ze b'chol nami din hachi. Like the Mishnah Berurah said, even if this would happen during the week, the same din would apply. You would have to daven again. Kain kasa magen avram vel yirabav etosav shabbos l'pirigodim. Udulo ka'ola Shabbos, not like the Ola Shabbos, shekosav davke mispalel oz mincha achar plag mincha. The Ola Shabbos argues with all these other achronim and says this din of the Mechaber that he has to daven again is specifically if he daven ma'ariv early and he had daven mincha after plag. All the other achorim say, no, it doesn't matter. Even if he daven mincha before plag, he still has to daven mariv again because he made a mistake on mariv. V'chein masha kasa bereisha de betzibur ein tzarach lachzor. Continues the Beralocha and says, so too when it comes to the tzibur, that we said we're not mashriach the tzibur. If they davened early by mistake, they don't have to go back and daven. Ari b'chol gavni, it's talking about every case. Dahainu afilu hispalel b'osa yo mincha achar plag mincha. The opposite extreme. Even if the tzibur daven mincha after plag and daven marav right then after plag without having plag or shkia between them, even so, we're not matriach the tzibur to daven marav again. So the yachid, the chiddush is, even if he daven mincha before plag and marav after plag, he has to re-daven marav. And the tzibur, even if they daven mincha after plag and marav also after plag before shkia, they would not have to daven marav again because the tzibur would not matriach them. After Avi Tarti the Sasri, even though what the Tzibur did by Davin Mincha and Marav, both after Plag before Shia, is a Tarti the Sasri, they're saying the same time as both day and night, Lo Match Rechinen Tzipura Mishumze, we're not matching at the Tzibur, V'chein Kasab Olo Shabbos, this Nakuda the Olo Shabbos does agree to. Let's see one more Bir Halacha, we're going quickly tonight because we try to finish the Simon. One more Bir Halacha, V'yesh Omim She'osim Shedliku, the Mechaber then brought the second opinion that says that those who lit the candles are usher in malacha. Even though the first opinion held, whether you daven, lit candles, tzibur, yachid, everyone's mutar to do malacha, Kabbalah betolos is not a Kabbalah. The Yesh Omrim told us that those who lit the candles are usher ba'asiyas malacha, even though they lit it betolos early. Ayin atam b'mishnebura, look for the reason in the mishnebura, like we saw as he quotes right now, mishum da'adloka hi maisa l'chein adifa, as we saw in the mishnebura, ahadloka is more, we take more serious than a tefillah, according to this opinion, because ahadloka, you did a maisa of Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore you're locked in l'gabi malacha. V'hu mea beis Yosef, and that's from the beis Yosef. Lufiza, according to this, im hayu mekablin al atzman Shabbos ayde amira, if the Kabbalah Shabbos was not through ahadloka, it was through an amira, dahainu ayde mizmor shili yom haShabbos. It was rather through the tefillah of Mizmor Shilu Mashabbos. It was that Kabbalah, v'hoysa b'tolosim, by mistake. She'achakach nispazru ho'ovim mizorcha acham. Afterwards, the clouds dissipated and the sun came out. Hayu mutarn l'kuyama b'malacha. Then even according to this opinion, they were mutar b'malacha because they didn't do a maisa of hadlaka of a Kabbalah Shabbos. They only did an amira of Mizmor Shilu Yom HaShabbos. Alfi masha hizbir ha'grab b'iru tamay yesh omrim. But the grog is a different hezbir in this yesh omrim of the mechaber. And according to that opinion of the Gra, that Hezra of the Gra and the Yesh Omrim, Nira de Gamze Aser La Yesh Omrim. According to the reason, we'll see Lefi the Gra, not only will be Aser Mamlach if you lit candles, but also if you said Mizma Shili Yom HaShabbos or any other Kabbalah that you did the Peh. The Hu Hizbir, the Gra explains, Hatam Shala Yesh Omrim, the reason for this Yesh Omrim is, the Svirlu, they hold the Kabbalah Betos, Havi Kabbalah. They hold the Kabbalah Betos is a Kabbalah. Umitfila ain raya. The fact that tfila doesn't have to be davened again is not a raya. The fact that tfila would have to be davened again is not a raya. The tfila betos ain a klum vafila betzibur, because the tfila betos is nothing even betzibur. Rak mishum de lo matrichinon lahu lachzor lespalil. Just because we're not matzur the tzibur to daven again. L'chein ha-kabbalah shabba ayidei ha-tfilah gamkein ein ha-klum. Therefore, the kabbalah that came out through tfilah is nothing. Ma she'en kein be-kabbalah da-hadlaka ad-kan dvarav. So a kabbalah through hadlaka, a kabbalah betos, does work. Im kein lefizeh, according to this, b'mizmor shir, o b'stam kabbalah ba'al-peh dino k'mo ba-hadlaka. So mizmor shir, or any other kabbalah ba'al-peh, lefizeh the gra, that says a kabbalah betos is a good kabbalah in general, just davening is different, so then mizmor shir yom haShabbos or any kabbalah ba'al-peh would be just like halakas neros, and it would lock you in to an iser melacha. We will now go weiter to the next sif tesvav, on page Lamed Ches, the second line. Misha shal, very nogeh halachas over here. Misha shal l'espal mincha b'er Shabbos ad shekiblu hakol Shabbos. A person came late to shul, and he did not yet daven mincha until the tzibur already accepted Shabbos. He walked in after mizmor shil yom haShabbos. Lo yispal mincha b'osal beis haKnesses. He cannot daven mincha in a shul where they were already makabel Shabbos. Elo yele chutz l'osal beis haKnesses v'yispal tefilah shel chol. He should go outside and daven a weekday mincha. Now, we learned last time in Sif Yud Beis that Yechidim, the Miut, is follows after the Rov. So why would he be able to go daven a chol davening if the tzibur already accepted Shabbos? So if you look in the Bir Halacha, just quickly down at Shalchol, he writes, V'lo kosha mi Sif Yud Beis. It's not shver this Sif l'gabe tefillah compared to what we said in Sif Yud Beis, the Yachid Nigrar Achar HaRov Raklin and Malacha. A yachid only is pulled after the tzibur lagabi the ishtar to do malacha. Aval inyan tfila. When it comes to davening, kol shelo ona ima and baruchu. So long that he wasn't part of the Kabbalah Shabbos, he didn't answer baruchu. Mispalo tfila shechol chutzal beis haknesses. And therefore, if that's the last minyan in town, everyone's makabel Shabbos. He is locked into an ishtar malacha, but he can still daven the weekday mincha. But to daven the mincha, the mechaber says you must go outside to daven. Continues the mechaber. We'll take the questions at the end if you don't mind, because we have a lot to do. Is that okay? Fine, thank you. V'hu shelo kibel Shabbos imam. This is only true if he was not mekabel Shabbos with them. That's when he can go outside and daven the mincha of chol after the mekabel Shabbos. Avalim ono v'kibel Shabbos imam. But if he answered baruch hu as mekabel Shabbos with them, eino yochol yisbal tefilas chol. Then he can't daven the chol davening at all. El yisbal arvishtayim. So very important mechaber over here. You come to shul late. The tzibur is ready mekabel Shabbos. You can still daven mincha, but you have to go outside the shul. But if you answered already to baruch hu and you realize you didn't daven mincha and it's before shkia, too late. You were mekabel Shabbos and now you can no longer daven mincha. You have to daven two marivs. Says the mishaburus if katan la nunches. Shekiblu, again, the tzibur was mekabel Shabbos. Hainu ba'miras baruchu o b'mizmer shili on Shabbos. Either way, kol mokum lefim and hago, each place according to its minhag. Sifkoto nuntes, you cannot daven mincha in that shul. Hainu afil oriyam godol, even if it's the light outside. Umishum sha'acharei sha'kol kitchu ayom. Once the tzibur already was mekadesh the yom, lo ya'asenu chol etzlam. You can't make a chol by them. In note number 60, he discusses where exactly you could daven mincha. But prozdor beis haknesses, of Nissen Kirel, it says, that's considered like the beis haknesses, you can't daven in the hallway. But Ezra Snoshim, he says, it's not considered like the beis haknesses unless there are men there that are joining in with the tzibur. If there are no men and there's a snoshim, so he says there's a snoshim, you could daven in the hallway, you can't daven. That's what this in Kerelet. I would imagine that there are those shitas that would probably argue with that exactly what location you can, but the idea is you can't daven in the shul. What's considered in the shul, what's considered out of the shul, that you'd have to leave to work in temporary poskim. Says the Mishabura Vaidas Sakotan Samach, Avalim Ona, but if you answer to Baruch with the Tzibur, then you can't daven at all. Zok to Mishabura, Hainu Sheona Baruchu, Vaso Biatsmo Kodesh Banias Baruchu. You made Shabbos Kodesh already by answering Baruchu. The Eich Yasena Achar Kachol. How could you make it afterwards weekday by davening Mincha? Umishumhochi Leisle Takanta, therefore there is no Eitz of you, you have to daven Marv twice. Sefkotan Samach Al Shtayim, Hainu Mitchilo Vashem Shabbos, like the regular rules of Tashlum. You'll first daven the Shmoneh Esrei for Marev for Shabbos. The Achar Kach Shniyah LaTashlumei Mincha. The second Shmoneh Esrei will be a makeup for Mincha. V'im Hafach, if you messed up the order, normally you're not Yotzei, but over here Zokta Meshavura Esher the Yotza. It could be in this case you are Yotzei if you daven the Mincha before the Marev. Why is that? Ho'il V'adayim Yomhu. Since Lamaisa it's still day, Uzman Mincha. It still is the Zman of Mincha. So maybe in this case, even though you should have done Marev and then Mincha, but since it's still Zman of Mincha, theoretically, maybe it's okay that you did mincha before Maariv. Kein kasa primegadam esimin zev, ayin leva primegadam mishmas azov, simin kuches, sekotan ches. Vaiter in the mechaber, sifta zayin. In bola beis haknesa, somal hakabolas at tzibur Shabbos. You got to shul late, they're about to be makabel Shabbos in shul. Masril lehispal mincha, quickly start davening mincha right away. V'afal pisha ba'odo mispal yakablu at tzibur Shabbos, ein mekach klum. Even though you know they're about to get to mizmor shir on Shabbos, and when you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, they're going to talk and get to mizmor shir, you don't have to worry about it. Ho'el v'hiskel beheter. Since you started in the shul beheter before the makabel Shabbos, even if they're kabbalah Shabbos in the middle, and you know it's coming, it's still okay. Zok to mishavuras if katan tabel beis. Masril espalel, start davening mincha. V'lo yantin atchiyana baruch hu. Don't wait until you answer baruch hu to start your mincha. Dim yana, because if you're going to answer baruch hu, shuv lo yuchal espalel achakach mincha. Then you will no longer be able to daven mincha afterwards. Sivkotan Samach Gimel Ho Vehiskel Beheter. In this case, it's okay because you started Beheter. V'afal pi shaya yodeya shelo yuchal ligmor. And even though you knew you wouldn't finish your Shmoneh Esrei, afilu chatzia tefilu kodem baruch hu. You wouldn't even get halfway through your mincha until they get baruch hu, and you knew that was going to happen. Mikomoko mikri hiskel beheter. It's still called starting beheter. Lefi she'iser zeh shelo v'ispal tefilu shechol etzla mispalam shel Shabbos, einu elo chumre ba'almo. Since this whole halach over here of not having mincha in a place where they were ready makabel Shabbos, that's only a chumre. And therefore, as long as you started your Shmoneh Esrei, even though you knew it was going to come, you weren't going to finish half your Shmoneh Esrei, it's still 100% fine. Mikomakum tov yoser beofenzeshi yetze lachutz beis haknesses v'yisvalsham. Lamaisa, you could do this, but it's better to go outside and daven. but it's certainly okay to daven there. Now, there is a note over here that I want to read. Note number 61 is going, that which Mishabura said, that don't wait till they say Baruch Hu, because if you answer Baruch Hu, you can no longer daven Mincha. Note 61, he writes, Mavur B'dvar, it's clear from the Mishabura, Shaidei Anias Baruch Hu Mekabel Adam Shabbos, that by answering Baruch Hu Mekabel Shabbos, Afal Pish She'em B'Kavanoso L'Kabla, because you're putting on daven Mincha. You don't want to be Mekabel Shabbos, you just want to answer the Baruch Hu. But you see, you can't answer for Baruch Hu because that locks you to Kabbalah Shabbos, even though you want to daven afterwards, so you don't have a mind to be Kabbal, it automatically locks you in. Omnom, b'shalas and shuvas egris Moshe koso b'tam adavar. Moshe explains the reason. Shayidei shemamtim lanos Baruch Hu. The fact that you're waiting for the Baruch Hu, you're ready to start mincha, you're like, let me wait 2 minutes till Baruch Hu, nikar sherotze l'kabbal b'kachas Shabbos. That mice of waiting makes it recognizable that you want to be Mekabel Shabbos. And therefore, if you did the waiting clearly for the Baruch Hu, makes it look like you want to be Mekabel Shabbos, there the kavanah to daven mincha afterwards won't help you. But if you're not bedafka waiting for the Baruch Hu, you walked in as you're saying Baruch Hu, and you just answered Baruch Hu because it was right in front of you, but not because you made any implication that you'd be Mekabel Shabbos with it. Zachar Moshe, Mo'ila Kavanasa Shalolu Kabbalas Shabbos. Then that Kavanah would work. You could answer Baruch Hu, and then obviously get out of the shul, and you could have a mincha afterwards. Zachar Mechaber Viter in Sif Yud Zayin. Yesh Omrim Shemi Shekibel Olav Shabbos Kodem Shechashecho Mutter Loma Yisrael Chaver Lazos Lomolacha. The Mechaber says, there are those who say that one who is Mekabel Shabbos early is allowed to tell another Jew to do Malacha for him. Like our case, you make early Shabbos, your neighbor makes late Shabbos, you get up from shul, it's still early, you can ask him to do Malacha for you. Zakta Ramah Umutr Lehanos Me'osa Malacha B'Shabbos, you can benefit from that Malacha on Shabbos. The Kol Shekein B'Motzei Shabbos, certainly when it comes to the ending of Shabbos, Misha Ma'acher L'Espala B'Motzei Shabbos, one who delays his davening on Motzei Shabbos, Osha Mamshel Sudasa Belailo, he has a long shalosh shiras that goes into the night, Mutter Lomer Lachaveru Yisrael Shekvar Hispalo V'Hivdir Lasos Lom Melachto. He's allowed to tell another Jew who daven at the earlier Maariv Minyan when Shabbos is really over, he can tell him to do Melacha for him, Lahadlik Lo Neros Ulevashelo, to light candles for him, and to cook for him. Umutter Lehonos V'Lechom Melachto, and he can get benefit and eat from the Melacha that he did, Kainer Ali. So the Mechaber says you could do it before Shabbos, and the Ramah says, Kol Shekein, that you could do it on Motzei Shabbos. Says the Mishaburis of Kadan Samach Dalin, Mutter Lomar, you're allowed to tell a Jew to do Malacha for you after you accepted Shabbos before the Zman of Shabbos. The Kevan Shalachadero Mutter, since your friend it's Mutter, it's totally not Shabbos. Ain Isra Amira Shayach Bazet, there's no Isra of Amira. Vesivze Ayri Kishiyeshos Arbi Ad Ben Ashmashos. It's talking about a case where there's some time before Ben Ashmashos will actually start. Dimu samach leben hashmashos, but if it's so close to ben hashmashos, it's so close to shkia, the vaday kiblu rov anshe hayir Shabbos. We have to assume already that most of the people in the city were makabel Shabbos. Va'miut nigra achrem balkarcho, and the miut that wasn't makabel is drawn after the rov, and therefore you would not be allowed to ask your friend because he can't do malacha then. Fine, like we learned earlier in Sif Yud Beis, velo shayach din zeh, and therefore this din is not shayach. If you're in shul and it's getting close to shkia, al yam tino lomar mizmor shir yom haShabbos o shar ma'amorim anohagim lomar b'shvil kabbal Shabbos. Don't delay mizmor shir or any other parts of kabbal Shabbos b'shvil eisha anoshim ha'uskim b'beisam b'nyaneim u'mashin lovel u'beis haKnesses. Don't delay the kabbal Shabbos of the tzibur for someone who got stuck at home and he's delayed. Don't wait for anyone. Just go right ahead and be makabel Shabbos when it's the appropriate time. Sifkadan Samechei is going on the Ramah that said, certainly on Motzei Shabbos, you can let someone who already daven the Der Avdolah to do Malacha for you, even though you still have Shabbos going. Pirish, Dehabi Erev Shabbos Kvar Kibel Shabbos. Why is it a kosher in the Motzei Shabbos? Because on Friday, going into Shabbos, you're already makabel Shabbos. The Yesher Lachzor, there's no turning back. Once you're makabel Shabbos, you're locked in. And still you're telling me I'm allowed to tell another Jew that wasn't Mekabel Shabbos to do Malacha for me? The Kol Shekein B'Motzei Shabbos. Certainly when Shabbos is ending, the Kol Shav V'Shoim Rotzeh Mismalu Mavdil. At any moment, I can end Shabbos also. So since it's B'Yadi to end my own Shabbos, so Mikol Shekein D'Mutter Lomar, certainly I can tell my friend to do it for me. Now, what about someone who's makban on Rabbeinu Tam? If you look at note 65, Mishanoi Kedash Rabbeinu Tam, Machel Otsias Shabbos, one who ends Shabbos very late, 72, he's makban on Rabbeinu Tam. So the Shevi Levi says, Osir Lomar Lachadero, Shanoi Keshitas HaGaonim, Shiasa Avura Malacha. You can't tell someone who follows the Shita of the Gra and the Gaonim to do Malacha after their Zman before your Zman. Kevan Sheethlohu Yom Gomer, since according to your Shita, it's a Yom Gomer. Vahosa, but he adds on, Shanoi Keshitas Rabbeinu Tam, Rak Lachumra, Tzarech Ian and Mutter Lalasoskin. Since if you're doing it just as a chumra, which most of us are doing, that we're machmir like Rabbeinu Tam, not that we hold b'shitas Rabbeinu Tam, but Raya on Friday, we're I don't know if it's a Raya, but Friday obviously machmir like the Gaonim because it's a chumra on Shabbos, but we're being machmir if you don't necessarily hold like Rabbeinu Tam, so then it's a possibility that you can play around with it and it would be possibly shayach. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Sabbath Vav, his spal of Hiddel, you can ask your friend who davened and did Abdullah. Hainu Shehivdil Batfila, it means he did Abdullah in Ishmon Esrei. The Bazem Mutter Lachas Malacha, that already allows you to do Malacha. Like we'll see later in Simon Reis Sadi Tess, Avshul Hiddel on the coast, even though he didn't make Abdullah on the coast. O Mutter Lehanos, and you're allowed to get Hanof from the Malacha he does. The Halavush Oser, the Lavush Aser is getting Malacha from the person who ended Shabbos before you. Elim Kain Beirach V'Yisiyah Zaito Me'a Shabbos. Unless you already benched and you took your mind off Shabbos and you had in mind that Shabbos is over. The Ha'achronim Eskimbu Ima Shulchan Aruch, the Ha'achronim agree with the Shulchan Aruch that it is okay, meaning the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch here, meaning the Ramah. The Im Omer Hamadu Ben Kodesh Lecho Be'emsa Sudaso. But if you said, Baruch Hamadu Ben Kodesh Lecho in the middle of your Suda, Lukuli Alma Shari, then for sure it's mutter to tell someone to do Malacha for you, do Malacha yourself. Kemo Shekosu V'so Simen Rei Sadi Tes. That Filu Hu Batsmu Mutter Ozma Malacha. Even you're allowed to do Malacha then. Ach Tzorich Ianim Yochol Achagach Loma Ritzei Be'Birch HaSamazon. But if you said in the middle of Shalosh Shuras, Baruch Hamadu Ben Kodesh Lecho, then you're getting yourself into a suffix of whether you could say Ritzei in benching or not. Kevan Shaso Mitzchila Lachol, because you made a chol, how could you say Ritzei? So if you look at note 67, he writes, Ulagabe Misha Spala Mariv Kodem Rechaz Hamazon, one who davened Mariv, and then he realized he didn't bench. So that we learned earlier in Kuf Pei Ches, B'Shem Achorim Sheshuv Eino Omer Ritzei. Then for sure, you can't say Ritzei after you daven Mariv in Rechaz Hamazon. Mikevan Shezem Milsi Katarti Desashi, that's clearly a stira. You daven Shmon Esrei and you ended Shabbos, now you can't go back and say it's still Shabbos. But if you look at note 68, going on this suffix, if you didn't daven Mariv, but you just said Baruch HaMavdil, so Ulamaisa Hora Rav Yoshev, Shekevan Shadavar Suffix, Ulamaisa it's a suffix, Yesh Lavarach below Lahaski Ritzei. Better to leave off Ritzei. Ulam Lechavchil Yesh Lishadav Lishmoa Baruch HaMeacher. Best is to hear the Baruch of Ritzei from someone else, but you shouldn't say it yourself. And we hold anyway that if you forget Ritzei at Shalosh Shuddis, you wouldn't go back. But Rav Yoshev says Lamaisa, if you said Baruch HaMadil in Lula Shalosh Shuddis, Lamaisa, you should not say Ritzei afterwards. The last two lines of the Mishnah Berurah, Kasa Prim Megodim, B'motzoi Shabbos Ein HaYochid Nigrar Acher HaRov. Even though we said, going into Shabbos, that a Yochid has to go after the Rov, and he's locked into a Kabbalah Shabbos earlier, like we discussed in the previous year. But when it comes to ending Shabbos, a Yochid is not Nigur Achar HaRov. And Afal Pisha Kulam Lo Espalu Lo Hevdilu. Even though everyone there is Makban and Rabbeinu Tam, they're all waiting 72 minutes. Yochalu Lahavdil Velasos Melocha Mishyagia Hazman. If he goes like the Gaonim, he can end Shabbos when his man is, even though every other single person in the city is being Makban and Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't have to worry about it. So as opposed to the beginning of Shabbos, but the ending of Shabbos, you don't have to worry what anyone else is doing. You go with your Shita as long as it's a Shita, and you could end Shabbos then. We stop here with the conclusion of Reish Samech Gimel, and in Ritz Shem tomorrow, we'll begin Reish Samech Dalet.